podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Have you ever seen somebody get so excited to see their dog and they come home at the end of the day? Oh, you're such a sweet. You would miss mommy all day.
That's love, Dom.
Right. And then the dog just licks your face.
Yeah. And people, oh, I love that. You know, the tongue gets in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're making out, Frenching.
I see all that.
You gotta practice.
My reaction is, that's really gross. That dog's been licking his butt, you know, something like that.
Right, yeah. Eating poop.
Well, the laugh is on me because researchers at the University of Arizona have announced that your dog's saliva, when it licks your face, could end up helping to keep you safe and sound from allergies. They say a dog's saliva can help with all allergy symptoms.
That's cool. Kind of makes sense.
Why would that make sense?
Well, if you have allergies, they say get something like a local honey because the bees and the pollen, and then you ingest it. So I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, the dogs have been sniffing around the grass, so maybe they got
it's
it
an
on
immunity
their
thing, isn't it? Because this is the same thing. It's like you're supposed to have dogs around when you have kids growing up because they build
so
up immunities.
So you don't get an allergy.
That's
right.
That's what they say.
So you don't
get
fleas.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they say that we have gotten to the point where we try to sanitize ourselves so much.
Right.
Hand sanitizer. And look, we wipe everything down with handy wipes and stuff like that, that we're not teaching our body to defend itself. Dogs know no such restrictions. And like I said, they lick their butt. They eat poop.
Right
they,
to your mouth.
They do all that stuff so that they are filling up with all of these.
Joke's on them, though, because I do the same thing.
All right. There's so much for that story.
Do you ever say stuff and then like, crap, why did I just say
that? No, it's wonderful. We took some of our coworkers out to lunch the other day for St. Patrick's Day. And we were having a chat, getting to know each other, because these people are new. They haven't been here very long. So it was kind of a get-to-know meeting. And one of them says, well, my dad's retired, and he's now a master falconer.
Yeah, we all looked at each other. What?
I think at about the same time, three phones came out and people started doing searches.
Master Falconer.
It's a Master Falconer. And she was explaining it to us that it's exactly like it sounds. He trains falcons. And he went and did classes and got his, he's now a registered, or no, what is it? It's not registered, it's not
approved,
licensed.
Certified?
Something like certified master.
He's got a certificate.
Falcon.
He's got a business card.
Yes, he does. Yes. It's got a little falcon on it.
True.
And how does that come about, really?
Right. I know of all the hobbies one can pursue.
Right. You're sitting around one day. You're retired. You got nothing to do. You're like, should I go down to the Y and maybe do a pottery class or get into yoga?
Jazzercise.
How about falcons?
What about a bird of prey?
Yeah, falcons with big talons and they could poke my eyes out.
I don't know how one chooses one's retirement hobby. And I've thought about that a little bit in the past. Like, what would I do? I remember a friend of mine once saying, oh, you know, he goes, I want to drive the ice cream truck when I'm retired. And I said, you know, and I know this is going to piss people off. It's guaranteed to piss some people off, but I have to say it anyway because I'm thinking it. And that is, for some reason, when I think of the ice cream man, I think of some
pervy
kind of guy.
Creeper.
And that's not
one fair.
They're nice people. I'm sure they're great. I'm just saying that's where my brain defaults is like,
well,
I don't know, some old guy driving around, hey, little kid, want some ice cream? I mean, there's just something about that.
Being a master falconer is probably 20 times cooler than an ice cream truck driver.
Pretty much.
Very much so. But I did wonder if maybe I would like to drive the bookmobile around.
You could totally do that.
But I would hope that it does not get looked upon like the ice cream man. But I mean,
what kind of books would you have in your right.
So. Time to check in.
Yeah, so check I don't know. Out. I don't know how one picks the retirement hobby.
Well, books are easy. You can go into a Barnes & Noble, pick up a book. Where do you get a falcon?
Where does he buy a falcon? Does he have to raise it from
the... Is that at like the Dumb Friends League? Is that at PetSmart?
Does he shuffle up a tree and steal one out of the mother's nest?
Does he have an egg?
Yeah, you have to lure one down in the first place to be able to tie that little string around it.
Yeah. So. You hold a little mouse up for it.
Down here! You got a big butterfly net.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.